For decades, many municipalities have required police officers, firefighters, or other city workers to live within the city limits. The idea is that people who work for the city will have more of a stake in its neighborhoods and services if they live there, too. But where real estate prices have been surging, city employees say they can no longer afford to live where they work. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston.
30 years ago, the city of Boston was in turmoil. Large tracts of the city had fallen into neglect and disrepair. The federal courts had found racial segregation in the public schools, and the resulting desegregation was marred by protests that sometimes turned violent. Larry DeCara was on the Boston City Council at the time.
The city population had declined precipitously. The school population declined some 20% in 2 or 3 years. People were often abandoning properties in the city, and large numbers of public employees were living elsewhere.
So back then, DeCara co-sponsored legislation that required city workers to live inside the city, mainly to help stabilize things.
The goal was to keep those solid middle-class people in the city who were public employees, the kinds of folks who are Little League coaches and Sunday school teachers and Girl Scout leaders.
Fast forward 3 decades, though, and Boston is a very different place. Residential real estate prices have nearly tripled since 1997. Developers have been eagerly buying up rundown houses and apartment buildings and transforming them into remodeled condos with granite kitchen countertops and hefty price tags. Mike Sullivan is a 28-year-old firefighter standing in the truck bay at his firehouse in Dorchester.
Around here is usually about 400,000. Might get it a little less, a little more, but actually a lot more. It goes up around this area. This house is going for 600,000-700,000 now.
Sullivan's actually off duty at the moment. He's walked over to the firehouse with his youngest daughter under his arm.
This is Megan. She's 4 months old, and she's a character. My middle one's 4 years old, and my oldest is 11.
Sullivan says it's getting a little tight for the family renting a two-bedroom apartment in the city, and even his kids have been asking lately about buying a house.
My oldest one especially, if she sees a house, oh, look at that house, you know, it's for sale, or oh, look at that one there, we're like, yeah, it's for sale.
But Sullivan says with 3 kids, he knows he just can't afford anything in the city on his $55,000 a year salary.
You know, I would love to give them that house that they want or that backyard that they want, but it's not within our means. And when it comes down to it, my wife and I got to be realistic. You know, so we just say, oh yeah, it's for sale, but it's not our time.
Sullivan's union has been asking legislators to allow city workers to move to the suburbs. Edward Kelly is president of Boston Firefighters Local 718.
Our membership needs relief. We need to be able to take care of our families, and this residency requirement is impeding that. It should be illegal. We shouldn't. It's America.
Sullivan says the city shouldn't have the right to tell people where they can live for their entire career. Various unions over the years have already won exemptions for some workers in Boston. Teachers are exempt, as are many senior police and firefighters hired before a certain date. Overall, only about a third of city workers are required to live here. Residency requirement advocates, though, say police will know the city and its neighborhoods better if they live here, and they argue that other city workers can bring pressure to fix problems in schools and elsewhere. So former city councilman Larry DeCara thinks the requirement should stay.
We don't have a lack of people who want to be firefighters in Boston or police officers, so we have a supply-demand situation where because the wages are relatively speaking high compared to the suburban communities, people want those jobs. And I think we want to have as many of those people living in the city as possible. And if hypothetically Joe or Jane doesn't want to live in Boston and doesn't want to accept a job as a Boston firefighter, they can go work someplace else. That's their choice.
Other local government experts, though, are skeptical that forcing city workers to live in the city makes much of an economic or social difference. Here, they're less than 4% of the adult population. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.